This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Before even getting to recite, look at the words first, inshallah. Okay? And then I'm told to make an announcement. Sister Sheikha wants you all to pay your dues. Start the tafsir again. Please pay as
much as Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Are you all able to hear me clearly? All right, alhamdulillah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم اهد قلبي وسدد لساني واسلل سخيمة قلبي آمين يا رب العالمين. So inshallah we'll begin with the translation from ayah number 58 and then inshallah we'll do the tafsir. وَجَاءَ And they came, ikhwatu, brothers, Yusufa of Yusuf, fadakhalu, then they entered, alayhi, upon him, fa'arafahum, so he recognized them, wahum, while they, lahu munkirun, are ones who do not recognize him. Walamma, and when, jahazahum, he had supplied them, bijahazihim, with their supplies, qala, he said, i'tuni, you all bring me, Bi akhin, a brother whom, lakum, you all have. Min, through, abikum, your father. Ala, do not, tarawna, you all see. Anni, that indeed I, ufi, I give in full. Al kayla, the measure, wa ana and I, khayru, and best, al munzilin, of those who accommodate guests. Fa in, then if, lam ta'tuni bih, you all do not bring him to me, فَلَا كَيْلَ Then no measure at all, لَكُمْ will you all have. عِنْدِي from me. وَلَا تَقْرَبُونِي And you all do not come near me. قَالُوا They said, سَنُرَاوِدُ We shall try to sway عَنْهُ Away from him, أَبَاهُ His father. وَإِنَّا And indeed we, لَفَاعِلُونَ Surely are ones who will do it. وَقَالَ And he said, لِفِتْيَانِهِ To his servants, Ij'alu, you all put, bida'atahum, their merchandise, fi in rihalihim, their saddlebags. La'allahum, so that they, ya'rifunaha, they recognize it, idha, when, inqalabu, they have returned, ila to ahlihim, their family, la'allahum, so that they, yarji'un, they return. Falamma, then when, raja'u, they returned, ila to abihim, their father, قالوا they said, Ya O Abana, our father, Muni'a, it was withheld, Minna, from us, Al-Kaylu, the measure. فأرسل, so you send, Ma'ana, with us, Akhana, our brother, Naktal, we will receive measure, Wa'inna, and indeed we, Lahu, for him, Lahafidun, surely will be ones who diligently guard. قَالَ he said, Hal not, Amanukum, I will trust you all, Alayhi, with him, Illa except kama just as amintukum I trusted you all ala with akhihi his brother min qablu before fallahu so Allah khayrun is best hafidhan as one who diligently guards wa huwa and he Ar-Rahim is most merciful, Ar-Rahimeen of those who show mercy. Walamma, and when Fatahu, they opened Mata'ahum, their belongings, Wajadu, they found Bida'atahum, their merchandise, which Ruddat, it had been returned ilayhim, to them. Qalu, they said, Ya Abana, O our father, Ma Nabghi, what more could we desire? Or not we desire. Hadihi, this Bida'atuna, is our merchandise, which Ruddat, it has been returned ilayna, to us. وَنَمِيرُ, and we will get provisions for أَهْلَنَا, our family. وَنَحْفَظُ, and we will diligently guard أَخَانَا, our brother. وَنَزْدَادُ, and we will increase by كَيْلَ, measure بَعِيرٍ, of a camel's load. ذَلِكَ, that كَيْلٌ, is a measure يَسِيرٌ, ever easy. قَالَ, he said, لَنْ أُرْسِلَهُ, I will never send him, مَعَكُمْ, with you all, حَتَّى, until تُؤْتُونِي, you all give me, مَوْثِقًا, a pledge, مِنْ اللَّهِ, by Allah. لَتَأْتُنَّنِي بِهِ, that surely you all will indeed bring him to me, إِلَّا, except, أَنْ, in the case that يُحَاطَ بِكُمْ, you all are surrounded. فَلَمَّا, then when أَتَوْهُ, they gave him مَوْثِقَهُمْ, their pledge. قَالَ, he said, اللَّهُ, Allah, عَلَىٰ, of مَا, what نَقُولُ, we say, وَكِيلٌ, is trusty. وَقَالَ, and he said, يَا بَنِيَّ, O my sons, لَا تَدْخُلُوا, you all do not enter, مِنْ, from, بَابٍ, a door, وَاحِدٍ, single. وَدُخُلُوا, and you all enter, مِنْ, from, أَبْوَابٍ, doors, مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ, different. وَمَا, and not, أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ, I can avail you all, مِنْ, against, اللَّهِ, Allah, مِنْ شَيْءٍ, in any way at all. إِنْ, not, الْحُكْمُ, the judgment, إِلَّا, belongs, except, لِلَّهِ, to Allah. عَلَيْهِ, upon him, تَوَكَّلْتُ, I trust, وَعَلَيْهِ, and upon him, فَلْيَتَوَكَّلْ, then they should put their trust, الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ, those who put their trust. وَلَمَّا, and when دَخَلُوا, they entered, مِنْ, from, حَيْثُ, where أَمَرَهُمْ أَبُوهُمْ, their father had commanded them, مَا كَانَ, it truly did not, يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ, avail them, مِنْ, against, اللَّهِ Allah, مِنْ شَيْءٍ, in any way at all, إِلَّا, but حَاجَةً, a need, فِي, was in, نَفْسِ, soul, يَعْقُوب, of يَعْقُوب عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, which قَضَاهَا, he fulfilled it. وَإِنَّهُ, and indeed he, لَذُو, surely was a possessor, عِلْمٍ, of knowledge. لِمَا, of what, or because, عَلَّمْنَاهُ, we had taught him. وَلَكِنَّ, but indeed, أَكْثَرَ, most, النَّاسِ, of the people, لَا, not, يَعْلَمُونَ, they know. وَلَمَّا, and when, دَخَلُوا, they entered, عَلَىٰ, upon, يُوسُفَ, يُوسُف, عليه السلام, أَوَى إِلَيْهِ, he embraced, or he hosted, أخاه, his brother. قال, he said, إني, indeed I, أنا, I truly, أخوك, am your brother. فلا تبتئس, so you do not grieve, بما, because of what, كانوا يعملون, they have been doing. فلما, then when, جهزهم, he had supplied them, بجهازهم, with their supplies, جعل, he put, السقاية, the drinking cup, في, in, رحل, saddlebag, أخيه, of his brother. ثم, then, أذن مؤذن, a public announcer publicly announced, أيتها, saying that, O, العير, the caravan, إنكم, indeed you all, لسارقون, surely are thieves. قالوا, they said, وأقبلوا, while they turned, عليهم, towards them, ماذا, what is it that, تفقدون, you all are missing. قالوا, they said, نفقدوا, we are missing, صواع, measuring cup, الملكي, of the king. ولمن, and for whoever, جاء به, he brings it, حملو, is a load, بعير, of a camel, وأنا, and I, به, of it, زعيم, am a guarantor. قالوا, they said, تالله, by Allah, لقد, indeed, علمتم, you all have known that, ما, not, جئنا, we came, لِنُفْسِدَ, so that we cause corruption, فِي, in, الْأَرْضِ, the land. وَمَا, and not, كُنَّا, we have been, سَارِقِينَ, thieves. قالوا, they said, فما, then what? جزاؤه is its recompense, or is his recompense. In if كنتم, you all have been, كاذبين, ones who lie. قالوا, they said, جزاؤه, its recompense, or his recompense. من is whoever, وجد, it was found, في, in, رحله, his saddlebag. فهو, so he, جزاؤه, is its recompense, or is his recompense. كذلك, thus, نجزي, we recompense, الظالمين, those who do wrong. فبدأ, so he began, بأوعيتهم, with their bags, قبل, before, وعائي, bag, أخيه, of his brother. ثم, then, استخرجها, he extracted it, من, from, وعائي, bag, أخيه, of his brother. كذلك, thus, كدنا, we planned, ليوسف, for يوسف. ما, not, كان, it was possible, ليأخذ, for him to seize, أخاه, his brother, في, under, ديني, authority, or law, الملك, of the king. إلا, except, أن, if, يشاء الله, Allah wills. نرفع, we raise, درجات, in degrees, من, whomever, نشاء, we will. وفوق, and above, كل, every, the possessor, علم, of knowledge, عليم, is one ever knowing. قالوا, they said, in if يسرق, he is committing theft, فقد, then in fact, سرق, he committed theft, أخ له, his brother, من قبل, before. فأسرها يوسف, so يوسف hid it, في, within, نفسه, himself. ولم يبديها, and he did not reveal it, لهم, to them. قال, he said, أنتم, you all, شر, are worse, مكانا, in position, والله, and Allah, أعلم, is most knowledgeable, بما, of what, تصفون, you all describe. قالوا, they said, يا أيها, O العزيز, the عزيز, إن, indeed, له, he has, أبن, a father, who is, شيخان, an elderly man, كبيرا, very old, or very important. فخذ, so you take, أحدنا, one of us, مكانه, in his place. إنا, indeed, we, نراك, we consider that you are, من, from, المحسنين, those who do good with excellence. قال, he said, معاذ, I seek refuge, الله of Allah, أن, lest, نأخذ, we detain, إلا, except, من, whom, وجدنا, we found, متاعنا, our belongings, عنده, with him. إنا, indeed, we, إذن, in that case, لظالمون, surely would be ones who do wrong. Okay, alhamdulillah, this was the translation, and now, inshallah, we'll begin the tafsir from ayah number 58. In the previous verses, we learned about how Yusuf alayhi salam, he was exonerated, his record was clear, and now he was completely established in the land of Egypt. He could go wherever he wanted, he could do whatever he wanted, he was trusted by the king, and he was capable of managing the storehouses of the land of Egypt in order to prepare for the next 14 years, which were very, very crucial, very, very important in order to ensure the well-being and safety of the people of Egypt and also to preserve the economy of Egypt. Now, it's amazing how Yusuf alayhi salam, once he came out of the prison and he was given this position, he didn't actually go back to his family. And this is something that, we wonder about, that why isn't it that once he was free, and he had so much freedom that he could go wherever he wanted, why did he not go back home? And the answer is very simple. The answer is that Yusuf alayhi salam, even though he was free, he still had a duty towards the people of Egypt. He had been given a responsibility. He had been trusted with a certain position, and the lives of many people depended on him now. And if he were to give preference to his own desire or his own comfort, then that would be very, very irresponsible. So remember, that a person who is given authority, a person who is given authority, whether it is over people or it is over some property, or he's trusted with a certain responsibility, then he will be questioned about it in the hereafter. The Prophet ﷺ said that كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. Every single one of you is a shepherd, and every single one of you will be held accountable. You will be asked, you will be questioned and interrogated about the people or about the things that you were entrusted with. So if Yusuf alayhi salam went on a personal vacation, then you know what? He would be putting the lives of so many people at risk. And that would be very irresponsible. So we can see over here how Yusuf alayhi salam was truly a muhsin. Yani someone who was always giving, always bringing benefit to others. And he took this responsibility very, very seriously. And another question that arises is that Yusuf alayhi salam, and he was living in Egypt, and Egypt was a place that, the people of Egypt were not Muslim, right? So it's why is it that Yusuf alayhi salam is working for a non-Muslim king? Because remember that it is not wrong to work with non-Muslims, because sometimes people have this assumption that, you know what, you cannot even live in a place where there are non-Muslims, or you cannot work with them and it's haram income. No, it is not. As long as you're abiding by the rules that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, then there is nothing wrong with that. So Yusuf alayhi salam lived in Egypt and he was working there. And now begins the next chapter of this beautiful story, which is the fifth scene, you can say, of the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. And this is about his brothers coming to Egypt and the eventual revelation of his identity and the actualization of his dream. Ayah number 58, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ Yusuf, and the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam came. Where did they come? They came to Egypt. Why? In order to buy food. And إِخْوَةُ Yusuf, the brothers of Yusuf came, and these are 10 of them. فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ, and they entered upon him. دَخَلَ عَلَى, yani they came upon, they entered in his presence. فَعَرَفَهُمْ, and he recognized them. When they came, Yusuf alayhi salam recognized them immediately. And remember that the word arafa, this is from irfan, and irfan is to know something by means of any of the senses. You know, for example, you see something and by looking at it, you recognize it. Or you hear someone and by hearing that particular sound, you recognize them. You smell something and by smelling that particular scent, you recognize what's there. Urf is also, urf means, it refers to the crest of a bird or the mane of a horse. From the same root, we get the word for perfume. Arrafa is to perfume something, to make something fragrant. So Yusuf alayhi salam saw these 10 men and he immediately recognized them by looking at them, by listening to them, by recognizing, by knowing their names. He recognized them. Wahum, while they, lahumun kirun, they were unable to recognize him. Yani, they failed to recognize him. Munkir is someone who denies or refuses to admit or fails to recognize. So they failed to recognize him, and he recognized them. Now, firstly, we see over here that the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam came to Egypt to buy food. Okay, Yusuf alayhi salam, when he was trusted by the king, given that particular position to manage the storehouses of the land of Egypt, it shows how Yusuf alayhi salam was really an excellent leader, that he prepared for the future. As a custodian of the storehouses, Yusuf alayhi salam did an excellent job. Dabbaraha ahsana tadbir. He ensured in the first 7 years the proper and adequate storage of food supplies. And then after the first 7 years, when the famine began, we see that there was plenty of food for the people of Egypt. not just for the people of Egypt, but more also, because they were prepared. And remember that the famine was not local to Egypt only. It also affected the surrounding areas, including Bilad al-Sham, the cities of Syria, where Yaqub alayhi salam and his family were. So we see that people from outside of Egypt also came to Egypt now to purchase food. And this was another boost to the Egyptian economy. So we see that a person is fortunate not just when they have a lot of resources at their disposal, but they're truly fortunate when they know how to manage them and how to use them. You see, every single person gets 24 hours a day. There are people who get so much more out of those 24 hours. Why? Is it because they had more time? No, it's because of how they used their time, how they managed it. This is why we should focus on not just having more, but also learning how to use the resources that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And for that, we should make dua that, oh Allah, teach me wisdom, teach me good judgment, so that I'm able to use these resources well. I'm able to benefit from these opportunities that you have given me. So Yusuf alayhi salam, he was a muhsin even as a leader. He was a muhsin as a slave. He was a muhsin in the prison. And now it's only expected that he would be muhsin in this role that he was given. So people from Egypt and people from the outskirts of Egypt, they're coming into Egypt to buy food. And it's quite possible that, you know, the word spread about Yusuf alayhi salam, that, you know, he's a very generous, very fair person and he gives a good deal. So the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam also came to Egypt to buy food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَعَرَفَهُمْ, he recognized them. How is it that he recognized them? From their names, their appearance, their language, their number. And there were 10 of them, and it's quite possible that they were older than Yusuf alayhi salam, because of which he remembered what they looked like. And why is it that they failed to recognize him? Because remember that when they put him in the well, he was still young, right? So, and children, of course, when they grow older and they, especially boys, as they develop, you know, facial hair, etc., they look sometimes very, very different from how they were when they were little. And if you think about it, they had put Yusuf alayhi salam in the well, and they had no idea that he was going to be in Egypt in the position that he was in, right? They could have never imagined in their wildest dreams that he would be where he was. And had they known that Yusuf alayhi salam would be picked up from the well and brought here, they would have fought with one another to be thrown into the well in his place. They had no idea that what they were doing to harm him with was indeed going to benefit him. So they failed to recognize him, but Yusuf alayhi salam recognized them immediately. Now this is something amazing. Yusuf alayhi salam was not impulsive, right? He did not reveal his identity to them right away. Because first of all, it would make them feel horrible, right, about themselves. And secondly, it's quite possible that, you know, they just leave and then never return again. So how would Yusuf alayhi salam win them over? So Yusuf alayhi salam was not impulsive. He understood that the time was not right to reveal his identity. And we can see his patience over here, right? Patience is the ability to control oneself. Yusuf alayhi salam had so much patience when the king first called him, right? He said, no, go back. He wanted his name to be cleared. And then now again, when his brothers come, he's not impulsive, he's not impatient, he waits for the right time. So, وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفُ, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam came. Now it's interesting that the same dream that brought the king to Yusuf alayhi salam also brought his brothers to him now. So he recognized them, they failed to recognize him. وَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ, and when he had furnished them with their supplies. Now this word jahaza, and jahaz, both are from the same root. Jim hazai is the root. And jahaza is to equip someone with necessary gear. Okay, basically it is to provide someone with necessary provisions. Who? Someone who is leaving. So for example, a traveler. Okay, so whatever bags, you know, food supplies, etc. is prepared for a traveler, that act is called jahaza, right? And the stuff that is prepared, the equipment that is prepared for the traveler is called jahaz, okay? And the same is used for a bride, because when a bride leaves, you know, her parents' house and goes, she takes, you know, her belongings with them. So to get her ready for that move is also called jahaza. The same word is also used for corpse, actually, for the body of the deceased, because the body of the deceased is prepared and then taken to the graveyard. So that act is also called jahaza. So basically, when someone is leaving, whatever is done to prepare them, that is called jahaza. So when Yusuf alayhi salam jahazahum, he furnished them with their supplies, meaning whatever food they had come to purchase, all of that was packed, and the ikhwatu Yusuf were ready to leave. Right before they left, qala, Yusuf alayhi salam said to them, ائتوني بأخلكم. Bring me this brother of yours that you have, min abikum, from your father. Meaning you did not bring him this time. Next time when you come, bring him with you. And you should come back to me, because ala tarawna, don't you see, anni ufil kail, that first of all, I give full measure. Ufil kail, ufi is from wafa, wafa is to fulfill. And al kail, measure, what is given in by volume. So it shows that the food was sold by volume. So don't you see that I give you in full whatever it is that you purchase, meaning I don't cheat. I'm not cheap, right? وَأَنَا خَيْرُ الْمُنزِلِينَ. And secondly, I am the best of accommodators. Al-munzilin is the plural of munzil, and munzil is someone who causes someone to descend where they are. Basically, it refers to the host, because the host receives their guest and then they accommodate the guest. So don't you see that I am the best of the hosts? So he gives them two reasons. He tells them that first of all, if you come back to me and buy food from me again, you will not be cheated, right? You will be given your measure in full. And then secondly, when you come and stay with me, you know, I'll host you well. So make sure you come back. Now there's a question. How is it that Yusuf alayhi salam, you know, he reveals to them, or rather he tells them that bring me your brother? Because he, Binyamin, who was the full brother of Yusuf alayhi salam, he was clearly not with them. So how is it that he's asking them to bring him next time? How did he know? Now, there's different reasons that are given. First of all, it's quite possible that in conversation, they told him about who they were, about their family, where they were from, etc. And this is not difficult to understand, because Yusuf alayhi salam, he was indeed very approachable, right? His personality was very attractive, and people felt very safe talking to him. And if you think about it, the man who purchased Yusuf alayhi salam, you know, he wanted to raise Yusuf alayhi salam as his own son, right? And then we see, and typically, if you think about it, people who have servants, you know, they don't generally trust their servants. But this man, you know, he felt something about Yusuf alayhi salam. And then we see that when Yusuf alayhi salam was in the prison, the inmates, they came to him, right? And then we see that the king wanted him. And now it's quite possible, given the level of his generosity, his kindness, you know, his ihsan, it's quite possible that the brothers also opened up to him and they told him about his family. In the Bible, it is mentioned that Yusuf alayhi salam accused them of being spies. And they said that, no, we're not spies. We are from Canaan. We are 12 brothers. But any, there is no basis for that. Yusuf alayhi salam was a muhsin. We cannot expect that he would accuse them of something like that. Allahu alam. But it's quite possible that, you know, they opened up to him in conversation, and like that, they told him about his about their brother. Secondly, some ulama also suggest that it was part of Yusuf alayhi salam's excellent management of food supplies that he would sell only one camel load of grain per person. Because, and this is something that we can understand and we can yani relate with very well these days, when there is when there is a disaster, right, or a difficulty that affects everybody, then what happens is that the first thing people think of is stocking up on food, right? So they rush to buy food, they overstock, and what happens is that when they buy more than what they need and they fill up their houses, people who go later to purchase food don't find anything. And this is what we're experiencing, right? The other day I found out about someone, you know, they went to the grocery store, they wanted eggs and milk and they couldn't find any, right? Because people are literally hoarding on food supplies. So, you know, there are people who are not able to go that frequently to the stores. They're not able to stand in line for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, sometimes even more. They're not able to do that. And by the time they do get to the store, you know, all the basic supplies are out. Not because there's a shortage of food supplies, but because people are being greedy and selfish. So Yusuf alayhi salam, part of his strategy was that he would sell only one camel load of grain per person, right? Per family. And we see this being introduced in different stories about how, you know, two per family, for example. You cannot buy more than two of the same products at a time. So Yusuf alayhi salam had to manage the food supplies well because this famine was going to last for 7 years. So Yusuf alayhi salam sold them only 10 camel loads because 10 of them had come. And when they mentioned that they have a brother back home and they have more family back home, so Yusuf alayhi salam said that if you want more, you got to bring him. And this also seems very likely. So Yusuf alayhi salam encouraged them to return. He said, I fulfill the measure. I don't give less. You get a good deal. You get a fair deal. And when you come, I will host you well. And when you bring him, I'll believe you that you do have a brother and you'll get a good supply of food for yourselves and also for him. And if you don't come, what else are you going to do? And then he gave them a slight warning. And what was that warning? فَإِن لَمْ تَأْتُونِي بِهِ, but if you do not bring him to me, meaning next trip, if you don't bring your brother, فَلَا كَيْلَ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي, then there will be no measure at all for you with me. Meaning then you cannot buy anything from me. Even if you yourselves come, I will not sell anything to you because I will know that you are trying to cheat or lie to me, you know, because you're saying that you have a brother, so you want more, but then you don't bring him, so that means he doesn't exist. So you know what? Don't expect to buy anything from me. وَلَا تَقْرَبُونِي, and don't even approach me. Don't even come near me. تَقْرَبُونِي is from قَرُوبَ. قَرُوبَ is to come near. قَرِيب, one who is near. So don't even come near me, and you don't come apologizing, bringing excuses, telling me stories as to why he could not come. You know what? If you say you have a brother, prove it, bring him to me, and only then you can buy more food. So you see, he combined an incentive, right, with a threat. And he gave them a good reason to feel encouraged to return and buy more food. And at the same time, he gave them warning that if you don't bring him, then I cannot trust you. So what happened? قالوا, they said, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam said, سَنُرَاوِدُ عَنْهُ أَبَاهُ. سَنُرَاوِدُ, we will attempt to dissuade his father, عَنْهُ أَبَاهُ, his father, from keeping him. Look at the word نُرَاوِدُ. This is the same word that we read earlier with regards to the wife of Aziz, that وَرَاوَدَتُ, right? That she tried to seduce him. And remember that رَاوَدَ is to try to convince someone to agree with you, right? That to try to make someone change their mind, right? That you want them to have a certain irada. You want them to have a certain intention. So you try to change their mind. So we will try to convince his father to send him with us. وَإِنَّا لَفَاعِلُونَ And you know what? We're going to do it. We know how to convince our father. Okay? So the word نُرَاوِدُ, it shows that Yaqub alayhi salam, their father, did not trust them with Binyamin. Because what had happened earlier when he trusted them with Yusuf alayhi salam, they betrayed his trust, right? So remember that a believer does not get bitten from the same hole twice. Meaning when you have been harmed by someone, by something, then you should not be foolish to go back over there and get harmed again. You have to learn from your experiences. So when Yusuf alayhi salam when Yaqub alayhi salam trusted them with Yusuf, they betrayed his trust, right? He said, when they came up with that big long sob story that a wolf ate him, he said that بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. That's not possible. Your souls convinced you to do something evil, right? So it seems like Yaqub alayhi salam did not trust them with Binyamin. And again, this teaches us that when you know that there is jealousy between two people or between siblings, when you know that there is rivalry, when you know there is competition, then separate them, right? Avoid the fitna. So what happened in the next ayah? وَقَالَ لِفِتْيَانِهِ وَقَالَ and he said, meaning, and Yusuf alayhi salam said, لِفِتْيَانِهِ to his servants. Fityan is the plural of fata. Fata is a young boy, also used for a servant. Remember we read this word earlier, when the women in the city, they said that the wife of the Aziz, تُرَاوِدُ فَتَاهَا. So Yusuf alayhi salam said to his servants, amazing, once upon a time he was someone's servant. And now, subhanAllah, he had servants. سَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرٍ يُسْرًا He said to his servants that اِجْعَلُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ فِي رِحَالِهِمْ اِجْعَلُوا, you all put, بِضَاعَتَهُمْ, their merchandise, فِي رِحَالِهِمْ, in their bags. Now, a lot of new words are here. بِضَاعَ, we actually read this word earlier, where the travelers who found Yusuf alayhi salam in the well, أَسَرُّهُ بِضَاعَ, they concealed him as merchandise. So bidara basically refers to any property, right, that you use for trade. Okay, so the travelers they treated Yusuf alayhi salam as a bidara, meaning as an item to sell, right, for trade in order to make money. And here we see ijalu bidaratahum. It refers to the money that the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam had brought in order to buy food, right? And remember, in earlier times, there was the barter system. So people brought whatever they had and exchanged it for what they needed. So whatever it is that they had brought to pay for the food, whether it was some silver money or some, something that they had made or anything that was produced in their land, whatever it is that they had brought, Yusuf alayhi salam said to his servants that you put their money back fi rihalihim in their saddlebags. Rihal is the plural of rahl, and rahl is a bag in which a traveler places his belongings, such as a sack or a bag or a box, etc. So put their money back in their bags. Why? La'allahum ya'rifunaha, so that they recognize it. Meaning when they go home and they see it, they open up their bags and they see their money returned, they will recognize it as their own. إِذَا قَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ When they return to their families. And why is it that he wanted them to have that money? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ So that they will return. Amazing. Remember now, Yusuf alayhi salam was taking a chance here by not revealing his identity to them, right? And it's quite possible that now that the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam go back, they don't come again. So when Yusuf alayhi salam did not tell them about who he was really taking a chance. But he knew that they would need to come again. Why? Because the famine was going to last for 7 years. And he wanted to make sure that they return to buy food from him. So he put the money back in their bags. Why? First of all, when they will go back and see the money, they will realize that they did not pay for the food, right? So their father will agree to let them go back. You know, just like it happens with you, that sometimes it happens with people that, you know, you go buy something and you return and you realize on the receipt that you didn't actually pay for a certain item. So some people will think that, oh, lucky me. But others will feel that guilt and they will return to the store and they will pay the money, right? So knowing that they were the children of Yaqub alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam being a prophet, honest, he would not accept that, you know, they just keep the money. He would send them to return the money, right? So this could be one reason. Another reason could be that, you know, when they go home and they recognize their money, they would realize that, you know what, we did give the money, but they returned it to us, meaning they gave us the food for free, right? So they would be even more encouraged to go back to Egypt and buy food from the same person again. So this was like an incentive that he was giving them, right? This is like, you know, for example, you go buy something from somewhere and you come home and you realize you've been given so many free samples, right? Or so many coupons. So when you get those coupons, and you know, coupons is a way of, you know, trapping you basically, so that you you go back to the same store and you buy more stuff from them, right? So this was a way that Yusuf alayhi salam, you know, he made sure that they would come back and buy food from him again. Another reason could be that yani, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, they were, of course, they were from Palestine. And Palestine, compared to Egypt, was very backward, right? It was also far. And for them to come all the way to Egypt to buy food again, they would need money, right? So, and it was a difficult time. So Yusuf alayhi salam wanted to make sure that the shortage of money would not prevent them from coming to Egypt again. Subhanallah. Yani, he is using this opportunity to do ihsan now to his family. You see, ihsan towards people is good, it is excellent, but towards family is double reward. It brings double reward. Why? One reward for generosity and the other reward for being good to family, for silatul rahim. Especially with family, with those family members who have harmed you, who have, you know, who have hurt you. And really, these are the brothers who had harmed Yusuf alayhi salam in a number of ways. And he is giving them, you know, such a good service. He is returning the money to them. And this is really something that we should think about, that what generosity do we show to the relatives who have hurt us, to those relatives who once upon a time harmed us? You know, our problem is that we continue to view ourselves as victims, right? We don't look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. A shakir person, a grateful person, always sees and notices the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, not just the difficulties, not just the trials. You know, it's amazing. In the Quran, Ibrahim alayhi salam is described as shakiran li an'umi, someone who was grateful for the blessings that Allah had given him. And if you look at the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, did he really enjoy great blessings, things that we consider to be very important blessings? Yani, think about the fact that his own father threatened to kill him. Not just threatened, he actually attempted to kill him, right? His own father said, leave. Wahjurni maliya, just leave me for a very long time. Don't show me your face. Imagine your parents kicking you out. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam, what happens with him? He, for a very long time, He does not have children. Right? And then when he does have a child, what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him to go leave him where? In Mecca, where there's nobody. And then when that child is old enough to run around, he has a dream that he's slaughtering him. Subhanallah, so many trials, and yet he is described as shakir, because gratitude allows you to see what you have, not what you have suffered. Because this life is a mix of both, right? There is ease and there is difficulty. And if we constantly focus on what we are suffering from, then we can never appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And once we focus on what we have received, what we have gained, then it's easy to forgive. It's easy to be good to others. So Yusuf alayhi salam is being generous and kind towards the brothers who threw him in the well. What happened? فَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِمْ So when they returned to their father, when the brothers went back home, they returned to their father, what did they do? قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا مُنِعَ مِنَّ الْكَيْلِ They said, oh, our father, measure has been denied to us. يَا أَبَانَا Oh, our father, مُنِعَ مِنَّا It has been prevented from us. It has been withheld from us. What has been? الْكَيْلُ The measure. Meaning the food that is given by measure. It's been withheld from us. We cannot buy any more food. فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا أَخَانَا So send with us our brother, meaning on our next trip. Why? So that نَكْتَلْ We will be given measure. إِكْتَالَ is to receive measure. Meaning we will buy food according to the measure. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ And indeed, we will be his guardians. We will protect him. We will keep him safe. Subhanallah. As soon as they return, right? فَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِمْ So when they return to their father, قَالُوا They said. Meaning as soon as they returned, they said, we can't buy any more food. It's amazing. They just came home with so much food. Can you eat what you've gotten first? Can you enjoy what you just received? Or are you going to complain about what you cannot have in the future? So it shows their pessimism, right? They begin with a complaint. They say, مُنِعَ مِنَّ الْكَيْلِ They begin with bad news. And what is inside of us really comes out. It shows that when they've thought negatively, earlier we learned about how they said about their father that, he loves Yusuf and his brother more than he loves us, right? They thought negatively. This negativity is not just limited to one aspect of one's life then, right? It transpires into every aspect of one's life. So they begin with bad news, right? They begin with despair. So they said, فَأَرْسِلْ مَعْنَا أَخَانَا نَكْتَلْ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ And look at the words. They're using the same language. That we will be, we will guard him, we will protect him. Right? حَافِظ, one who diligently guards, one who watches over someone. We will guard him. Yaqub alayhi salam, قَالَ He said, هَلْ آمَنُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ Hal, this is istifham, meaning it's a word that is used as a question, but sometimes it's also used for negation. And because there is illa coming after, this is why hal would mean not. So, amanukum alayhi. Amana ala is to trust someone with something, right? So, shall I trust you with Binyamin? Meaning, I will not trust you with Binyamin illa except kama amintukum, just as I trusted you ala akhihi with his brother. Okay, so amanu, this is from amina, okay, not amana. Amana is to believe, amina is to trust. And amanu, there's another hamza over here for I. Okay, for Mudari' Mutakallim. So he said, I will not trust you with Binyamin just as I trusted you with his brother Yusuf min qablu before. Meaning, I am not going to repeat the same mistake. I made a mistake when I trusted you with Yusuf. I'm not going to make the same mistake by trusting you with Binyamin. Or this can be understood as, shall I trust you the same way as I trusted you with Yusuf? Meaning, you forced me at that time, and now you're trying to force me again. You nagged me, and now you're nagging again. And then he reminds them that فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. So Allah is the best hafidh. You say you will be hafidhin. The fact is that you are not hafidhin. Allah is hafidh. Allah is the one who guards. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And he is the most merciful of those who show mercy. الرَّاحِمِينَ is a plural of rahim. So we see over here, first of all, that the person who lies loses their credibility, right? The brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam lied to their father repeatedly before. And now it's very clear that he does not trust them. And, you know, when we feel that people don't trust us, then we must, check ourselves that what mistake are we making? Instead of pointing fingers at them and saying that, you know what, you don't trust me, the fault is in you, check yourself. What did you do? What did you say? What mistake did you make because of which people have lost their trust in you? So we see that clearly Ya'qub alayhi salam does not trust them. And then he reminds them that Allah is the one who guards. So basically he's saying that I don't rely on you or on your promises to guard your brother or on your ability to guard your brother. The fact is that Allah is the one who guards, right? And this is something that we need to remember. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Allah is the best guardian. We can do whatever we can to guard, to protect ourselves and our families. But ultimately, we are safe only when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us that safety. You know, these days, of course, we're all experiencing that fear. We're afraid to step out of the house, even to fulfill our needs. We're afraid to see people, people who have to go to work, people who have to, be on the front line, work in the hospitals in any capacity. You know, they're afraid. We're all afraid. And because of that, of course, we're taking our necessary precautions. But remember that ultimately, no matter how many precautions we take, ultimately we are safe only when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us safe. This doesn't mean that we don't do our part and we become irresponsible. No, we have to do our part. But if we, you know, begin to obsess over every little thing, we would go crazy. You know, the other day I had to go to the grocery store and I was, you know, it was so mentally exhausting and physically draining to think about how, what if someone touched this, you know, and now this is contaminated. And when it comes to the food, you bring it home, well, where do you put it? Do you put it in the refrigerator? Do you leave it outside? Do you wait for like 24 hours? Do you wait for like 3 days? Do you wipe everything with rubbing alcohol? Do you... what do you do, right? To what length do you go? And thinking about all of this, it really mentally exhausted me. And I was like, you know what? At the end, I have to do whatever I can, right? And then leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to make sure that I say my du'as of protection in the morning, in the evening. I have to make sure that I am responsible as to, you know, how I am touching things, what I am touching, and how I am cleaning things. And then at the end, I have to put my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Allah is the best guardian. And remember the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, احفظ الله يحفظك. You guard Allah, meaning the obligations that He has put on you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guard you. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. Why is it that Ya'qub alayhi salam mentioned this? That Allah is the most merciful of those who show mercy. What's the relevance of this over here? He's expressing his hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? That We are only safe if Allah protects us. And Allah is merciful. And I have hope and faith in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows my condition. And I expect that Allah will be merciful to me. That, you know, in my old age, and the fact that I have lost Yusuf, I hope that out of His mercy, Allah will protect you, Allah will protect Binyamin, and Allah will bring my lost son back to me. So it's clear that Yaqub alayhi salam is leaning towards, you know, sending Binyamin with them, because of course they need food. What could he do? But we see that you know, he is placing his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he expects the mercy of Allah. Right? And remember, in hadith we learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I am as my servant thinks I am. So think good of Allah. Place your trust in Him. Believe that He is the one who guards. He is the one who protects. And then expect mercy, expect ease, expect safety from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now what happened? In the next ayah, وَلَمَّا فَتَحُوا مَتَاعَهُمْ وَلَمَّا and when فَتَحُوا مَتَاعَهُمْ they opened up their bags. Now this is amazing. This really shows us that before even they unpacked their bags, the first thing they told their father was, we can't go again until Binyamin comes. Right? So they began with the bad news. So eventually when they opened their bags, matar is anything by which you benefit. And here it refers to their belongings, their baggage. And that contained, of course, the food that they had purchased. So when they opened that up, وَجَدُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ they found their money, their merchandise, رُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِمْ returned to them. Meaning the money that they had given Yusuf alayhi salam to buy food, they saw that that had been returned to them. They found it in their bags. And this made them very happy. So قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا they said, O our father, مَا نَبْغِي what more could we desire? هَذِهِ بِضَاعَتُنَا رُدَّتْ إِلَيْنَا this is our money which has been returned to us. So مَا نَبْغِي مَا نَبْغِي this has been understood in a number of ways. Okay, first of all, مَا نَبْغِي مَا could be of istifham, meaning a question. So what more could we, نَبْغِي we desire. What more could we desire? What more could we want? What more could we ask for? Yani, this man, Yusuf alayhi salam, has been so generous to us, right? He has been so good to us. So what more could we expect and want? We should really go back and buy more food from him. He's truly generous. We shouldn't lose this deal. Secondly, ma nabghi, ma can be understood as not. Okay, so not we desire, meaning we are not asking you for anything else over here. Meaning we're not asking you for more money so that we can go buy more food. You don't have to give us anything because you know what? We already have money. And this is something that a lot of children do. Right, with their parents, that when they have even a little bit of money in their pockets, they think that they're free of their parents. They're independent of their parents. Whereas no child can ever be independent of their parents. Even if you become richer than your parents, you have a better degree than your parents, you are more educated than them, you have a bigger house than them, you know, you speak better than them, you're more famous than them. Whatever it is that you have, you can never be independent of your parents. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to do ihsan to them. Why ihsan to them? Because of the level of ihsan that they do to us. Yani, the good that parents want for their children, the way that parents pray for their children, the good wishes that parents have for their children, that's unmatched. Unmatched. So no child can ever say, you know what, I don't need my parents. So we see over here that all of a sudden they became very confident and they said that we don't need anything from you. All we're saying is, all we want is that please let Binyamin go with us, or this minister will not give us any money, any food, he's not going to believe us. Okay? Now there's a third way of looking at this. Nabri, remember, nabri means that we want, we desire, but nabri can also be from bari, which is to be unjust, okay? To exceed. So they said, ma nabri, we are not exceeding in our words. We're not lying. We're not lying to you about the generosity of this man, meaning Yusuf alayhi salam. We did not exaggerate. Here's the proof. You can see that, you know what, this guy gave us our money back, so we would really be missing out if we don't go to him again to buy food. And Yusuf alayhi salam wanted this to happen, right? He wanted to make sure that his brothers returned to him, especially with Binyamin. So now what happened? The brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam are already making plans for their next trip. They said, هَذِهِ بِضَاعَتُنَا رُدَّتْ إِلَيْنَا. This is our money which has been returned to us. وَنَمِيرُ أَهْلَنَا. And we will obtain supplies for our family. And نَمِيرُ is for مَيْر. مِيمْ يَارَى is the root. And مَيْر is to provide or to bring food for one's family. So we will go, we will get enough food. We will be well stocked. We will stock up with provisions for our family. وَنَحْفَظُ أَخَانَا. Again, they say, we will guard our brother. وَنَزْدَادُ كَيْلَ بَعِيدٍ. And if we take him with us, guess what? We will increase, we will have an additional camel's load of food. And this confirms the fact that for every person that came, Yusuf alayhi salam gave them a camel load of food, right? Not more than that. So nazdadu, we will increase, kayla, a measure of, ba'irin, of a camel. Ba'ir is a camel. It's said to be a camel around 4 years of age, a male camel. By the way, there is many, many words in the Arabic language for camels. So they said that we will get an increase of a camel's load. ذَلِكَ كَيْلٌ يَسِيرٌ. That is an easy measure. Meaning, this is a very easy deal. Very easy, because we've got the money. All we need to do is just go back with our brother and we'll get even more food than what we got this time. So we must go. And, you know, they sound very, very excited. What does Yaqub alayhi salam do? Qala, he said, لَنْ أُرْسِلَهُ مَعَكُمْ. Never will I send him with you. I'm never going to send him with you until there is a condition, تُؤْتُونِ مَوْثِقًا. You give me a pledge. You give me a promise. And this pledge mean Allah by Allah. Meaning, you swear to me, in the name of Allah, you take an oath, you make a promise with me, and you take an oath over that, an oath by Allah. What is that oath? لَتَأْتُنَّنِي بِهِ. That surely you will indeed bring him back to me. You must bring him back to me. You give me your word, you take an oath by Allah, only then I will send him with you. إِلَّا except, now Yaqub alayhi salam, he's realistic, right? He understands that you can do whatever you can on your part, but there are matters which are beyond you. So he says, إِلَّا except أَنْ يُحَاطَ بِكُمْ, that you all are surrounded. حَاطَ is to surround from all sides. So you all are surrounded, meaning by enemy or such circumstances that do not allow you to return. But يُحَاطَ بِكُمْ, all of you. Because what happened with Yusuf alayhi salam is that they said that, you know, we went racing, we left Yusuf behind us, and a wolf came and ate him. So, at that time, the wolf only attacked Yusuf alayhi salam, right? According to their story. So here he says that unless all of you are affected, right, by some calamity, by some disaster, and all of you are surrounded by circumstances which you're not able to repel or defend yourself from. So Yaqub alayhi salam, he realizes the necessity of sending Binyamin, even though he did not want to send him. But he realized that for the well-being of his family, Binyamin would have to go. So as a father, we see that he preferred the greater good over his own wish. And this is something very important. And this is something that parents do a lot. That when it comes to their own preferences, when it comes to their own wishes, they put them on the back burner, right? They don't give them that much importance for the greater good of the entire family. And Yaqub alayhi salam is not stubborn over here. That, you know what? I said to you earlier, I'm not sending him, so I cannot change my my word. No, he agrees to send Binyamin because he realized that it was necessary. However, he sets some conditions. And what are they? That first of all, they had to give him a mawthiq. Each and every single one of them had to give him a firm pledge, right? Make a firm promise. And that promise had to be in the name of Allah. And secondly, they had to promise to bring him back unless the matter was beyond their control, right? So basically, by making them take oaths, he did his part. And then he left it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَمَّا آتَوْهُ مَوْثِقَهُمْ So when they gave him their firm pledge, their promises, their oaths, قَالَ He said, Allah is عَلَى مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ Over what we say, a trustee. Meaning, wakil can mean witness over here, that Allah is a witness over what we say. Meaning you took an oath in front of me by Allah. So Allah is a witness to this. So I trust him, I depend on him. And wakil can also mean someone who is trusted. So I leave the matter to Allah. I don't depend on you. I depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by taking their oaths, you know, he completed his part of the plan. And then he trusted, and then he left his matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we're supposed to do, right? We do what is within our capacity, and then we leave the matter to Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, this is very beautiful. You see, children, they make mistakes, all right? And sometimes, their mistakes are very, very serious. But it's important to give children another chance, right? Because there are children who will do the most foolish things when they're younger. And as they grow older, you know, they realize, they improve. So, parents must give their children another chance, but not repeat their mistake again, right? Yaqub alayhi salam, he is making sure that he is giving his children another chance, but not blindly, right? He's not blind in trusting them. He sets some boundaries. He clarifies the matter. You know, he sets some conditions. And this is how one must deal with their children. Children will, break your trust. They will disappoint you. But that doesn't mean that you never trust them again. You do give them another chance again and again. But every single time, you try to, set some clear boundaries, make the matter very clear, set conditions, and then follow through. وَقَالَ And Yaqub alayhi salam said, يَا بَنِيَّ O my sons, لَا تَدْخُلُوا Do not enter مِنْ بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ From the same door, from one door. Meaning when you enter Egypt, whatever that city is in Egypt, when you enter that, do not enter from the same gate. وَدْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَ But you should enter from different doors. Abwab is the plural of bab. Enter from different doors, meaning don't enter together. Enter dispersed. Why did Yaqub alayhi salam say this? You see, here comes the mercy of the father. Yaqub alayhi salam did love his children, okay? All of his children. And Yaqub alayhi salam, he trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, we see that he is, with that tawakkul, he is doing his part to ensure the safety of his children. So he tells them to enter from different gates. Why? So that they're not noticed as they were noticed last time and suspected of being spies or, of something else. So he just wanted to make sure that they don't enter together as a group and they don't come in the eyes of people. They don't get noticed, right? Because imagine there's 11 men, right, entering together. So people would feel a little afraid. And also, it's quite possible that he told them to enter separately so that if, something harms, one or two of them, it doesn't affect everybody, right? And then it's also said that he did not want them to get affected by the evil eye. After all, they were the children of Yaqub alayhi salam, right? If Yusuf alayhi salam was so handsome, we can expect that the rest of them were also very good looking. They were young, handsome, and they were from, you know, the children of descendants of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he wanted to make sure that they would not be affected by the evil eye. So this is why he tells them to enter from different doors. But then he tells them, وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. I cannot avail you against Allah at all. Meaning, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already decreed something for you, I cannot protect you from that. And I cannot bring you a benefit that Allah has decreed that you should not get. Meaning, at the end of the day, إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ, the decision is only for Allah. Whatever Allah decides is what happens, right? Whatever He has decreed is what happens. My planning cannot do anything. It is His decision that will prevail. And you know what? This is something that makes us realize that each and every single person must be good with Allah. Just because your father is righteous, it doesn't mean that you will be good, right? You have to do your own part in strengthening your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ, on him I put my trust, وَعَلَيْهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and upon him let those who would rely indeed rely. Meaning, you should also trust in Allah. Don't trust yourselves only. Because you see, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam were very proud of who they were. نَحْنُ عُصْبَة, نَحْنُ عُصْبَة, right? And إِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, نَحْفَظُ أَخَانَا. They were very confident, and it's good to be confident. But this confidence should not make us feel independent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should realize that no matter what we have it because of Allah. And no matter what we do to protect ourselves or to bring some benefit to ourselves, that will only be with Allah's permission. And ultimately, it is Allah's decree that prevails. So I put my trust in Allah, and you should also put your trust in Allah. So Yaqub alayhi salam had tawakkul, and he was afraid for their children, that they might get affected by the evil eye. And the fact is that al-aynu haqq, the effect of the evil eye, is true, it is real. And this is why we see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would actually recite du'as to protect himself from the effect of the evil eye. And then when he was given surahs Al-Falaq and An-Nas, then he would recite these two surahs as protection. And the same thing we should do as well. Don't wait for the evil eye to happen and then do something to fix it. No, this should be part of our regular routine in the morning, in the evening. We should recite Adhkar for protection, especially the Mu'awwidhat. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. 3 times each in the morning before the sun rises, and 3 times before the sun sets, meaning between Asr and Maghrib, right? And then we learn from the Sunnah that this is also something that should be recited after every Salah, and especially when going to sleep at night. Why? For our protection. And in Suratul Falaq, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ, right? That Allah protect me from the evil of the envier when he envies. So Yaqub alayhi salam is making sure that his children are safe. And part of that strategy is that do not enter the city together at the same time. What happened? وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَهُمْ أَبُوهُمْ, and when they entered from where their father had ordered them, meaning they did listen to their father, they did not all enter the city together. But still, despite that, مَا كَانَ يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, it did not avail them against Allah at all. Meaning it was Allah's decree that still prevailed. And this is something that we have to believe in, right? That we do whatever is within our capacity, right? We do our best. We don't act irresponsibly. And then if still something happens, right? Then we realize that that was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree. You don't say over there, oh, my du'as didn't help me, right? That, oh, my tawakkul didn't help me. That Allah disappointed me. Astaghfirullah. We don't say things like that. we realize that that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed for us. And if Allah had decreed that, then you know what? That is what was best for us. So, مَا كَانَ يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا حَاجَةً. Except that it was a haja. But it was a haja. What was a haja? Yani Yaqub alayhi salam gave his sons this strategy for their protection. Right? And this strategy did not help them. But Yaqub alayhi salam had a haja, a need, fi nafsi Yaqub. It was in the soul, in the heart of Yaqub alayhi salam, which qadaha, he fulfilled it. And what was that need? That need was the wish to protect his children. He was, after all, their father. And he loved them. He wanted the best for them, right? So this is the reason why he told them to enter the city from different gates, right? And that need that he had in his heart to protect his children, qadaha, he fulfilled it, right? And you know what? Parents always have that, you know, that feeling, that hunch that, you know what? My children should not be here, or they should not go there, or you just don't feel right about certain individuals around your children, or certain friends, or a certain program, a certain school, a certain trip, and you know what, that need is there, and you should not ignore that voice. As a mother, as a father, when you have that, you know, that haja in your heart, that you don't feel comfortable about something for your children, then don't ignore it. When you're feeling afraid for your children, then make dua for them, right? When you're concerned about their safety, their deen, then talk to them and give them strategies. Help them figure out ways of, protecting themselves. Yaqub alayhi salam, Allah says, wa innahu ladhu ilmin, and indeed he was surely a possessor of knowledge. He didn't say this out of superstition. No. Yaqub alayhi salam said this because he was truly a knowledgeable man. How was he knowledgeable? Lima allamnahu, because we had taught him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him ilm. And lima can also mean he was knowledgeable of what we had taught him. So what Yaqub alayhi salam did here was based on knowledge, not superstition. Okay? وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, but most of the people do not know. And remember that Yaqub alayhi salam, he acted on his knowledge over here, right? So some say وَإِنَّهُ لَذُو عِلْمٍ, ilm over here means amal, that he acted on his knowledge. So for example, a lot of people know about different things that they can do for protecting themselves, like du'as in the morning, in the evening, but they don't necessarily act on that knowledge. So what good is that knowledge? Yaqub alayhi salam, لَذُو عِلْمٍ لِمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ, he was knowledgeable. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, but most of the people do not know that, you know, ultimately it is Allah who protects. Or the source of knowledge is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So most of the people do not know. وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسُفَ. Now what happened? We see that, you know, we can make our plans, but our plans cannot change Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan, right? So when they entered upon Yusuf alayhi salam, what happened? Awa ilayhi akhahu, he took his brother to himself. Awa ilayhi, this is from Hamza Wawiya. And awa with ila, it means to take one to oneself, and this can mean a number of things. First of all, awa ilayhi akhahu means that he lodged his brother with himself. He brought him close to him, meaning he made him stay with him as a guest. Now, how did that happen? The ulama say that perhaps Yusuf alayhi salam lodged two brothers in one place. So imagine now 11 of them have come. He says, okay, two of you stay here, 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 two of you stay here. All 10 done. What about the 11th now? He's alone. So Yusuf alayhi salam said, okay, you come with me. I'll make you stay somewhere else, right? I can host you. So like this, Yusuf alayhi salam made Binyamin stay with him, okay? And that, yani, appeared to be very generous to the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, right? That how nice is this man that he is hosting you know, our brother with him in his own house. The level of generosity is amazing. The second interpretation of this can be awa ilayhi. Awa ila also means to hug someone, to embrace them. Okay? So awa ilayhi akhahu, when he came, Yusuf alayhi salam hugged him. And this must have been so beautiful for Yusuf alayhi salam. After such a long time, being able to hug your brother, right, your family, and this was his full brother, right, his full brother. So this is so beautiful, right? سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ يُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah will bring ease after difficulty. There is a time for everything. قَالَ Yusuf alayhi salam said to him, إِنِّي أَنَا أَخُوكَ. I am your brother. I am your full brother. Yusuf alayhi salam only told Binyamin about this. And then he said, فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allahu Akbar. He said, فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ. So you do not despair. بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Because of what they have been doing. Or over what they used to do. You don't be sad and upset over what our brothers have been doing. Forget about it. لَا تَبْتَئِسْ. لَا تَبْتَئِسْ. This is from بُؤْس. And بُؤْس is حُزن. To be sad, to feel alam, to feel pain. And ibti'as is to grieve and to feel sorrow over what one has suffered. Okay, so basically to be miserable, to be disheartened, to be sad. So he says to him, do not be distressed by what our brothers have been doing. Why? Why don't be upset about that? Because you know what? It's over. And even though they tried to hurt me, they tried to harm me, I survived. And you know what? Things worked out in my favor. I have not ultimately suffered. فَإِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةَ خَيْرٌ لَنَا. The outcome has been best in our favor. So don't be upset over what they used to do. And then secondly, don't be upset over what they used to do. Yes, it's over, but also, if you keep focusing on and if you keep thinking about your suffering, your wounds, then you're not going to allow yourself to heal, right? Imagine if you have a cut on your hand, right? And you keep it. What's going to happen? It's not going to heal. You have to give it the space and the time to heal. So just like that, when you have this, pain in your keep dwelling on it. Keep visiting it, right? Don't keep poking at it. Why? Because when you will do that, you're not going to allow yourself to heal. And then also, if you think about it, they're the ones who are at fault. So why should you suffer over what they did in the past? Set yourself free. Why should you have to suffer by keep thinking about, thinking about what they did in the past? So remember, when we don't forgive people, that is when we suffer. That is when we despair. So forgive so you can be free. Remember that a vengeful person, a person whose heart is full of resentment, cannot be free. So Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, لَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Forget about what they used to do. So instead of talking about the sad stories, right, they spent their time talking about good things. So Yusuf alayhi salam is as though telling Binyamin that I have forgiven them, so you also forgive them. فَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ. Now what happened? When Yusuf alayhi salam had furnished them with their supplies, now again it was time to go. جَعَلَ السِّقَايَ. The siqaya. Siqaya is a drinking cup, because suqya, right, drinking. Siqaya is the cup that is used for drinking. So Yusuf alayhi salam put the drinking cup where? Fi rahli akhihi, in the bag of his brother. Which brother? His full brother, Binyamin. Why did he do that? There could be different reasons. Some say that this was a strategy, which will become clear in the following verses. So he did this in order to keep Binyamin. All right? And we will see how that happened. Or secondly, he did this as a gift. Because remember earlier, when his brothers had come, he put the money back in their bags, right? He told his servants, put their money back in their bags. So he had already gifted them something. Now Binyamin had come and he was supposed to give him something as well. He had to be fair with his brothers. So what did he do? He gifted his brother his own drinking cup. Right? And this drinking cup must have been valuable. So جَعْلَ السِّقَايَةَ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ. Now what happened? He put this and now they're going. ثُمَّ أَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ. And then what happened? An announcer announced. An announcement was made that أَيَّتُهَا الْعِيرُ, O you caravan, إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ. Indeed, you all are thieves. عِير is used for a caravan, which basically consists of a herd of donkeys. Okay, donkeys, why? Because donkeys are being used to carry the food. And then from this, it's used for any caravan. So it's quite possible that, given their poverty, they only had donkeys, not horses or camels. So they said, you caravan, you are sariqun, you are thieves, plural of sariq. قالوا, they said, the brothers of Yusuf عليه السلام said, وَأَقْبَلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ, while they approached them, meaning they went back, they started going towards the person who made the announcement, because أَقْبَلَ عَلَى is to go towards someone. They said to him, مَاذَا تَفْقِدُونَ, what is it that you all are missing? Right? Not what did we steal? What are you accusing of us of? Because they knew they had not stolen anything. Right? So they said, what is it that you are missing? And faqada is to miss something, to lose something, to not find it. And remember that a thief would run away, right? They did not run away. They came back asking, what is it that you have lost? Qalu, they said, meaning the servants of Yusuf alayhi salam, they said, nafqidu suwa' al-malik. We are missing the suwa' of the king. Suwa' is a measuring cup. Okay? Now notice, this is a different word. Yusuf alayhi salam put the drinking cup, siqaya. And these people now, the servants, they were missing the measuring cup of the king. Okay? Now, first of all, it's quite possible that these cups were different. Yusuf alayhi salam gifted his brother secretly his own drinking cup. Okay? And at the same time, what happened is that the measuring cup of the king went missing. All right, so these are two different cups. Or it's quite possible that the measuring cup is the drinking cup, meaning it was a multi-purpose cup. Okay, so this was all planned by Yusuf alayhi salam. So there's two interpretations basically. The first interpretation is this was not planned. This was completely unknown to Yusuf alayhi salam. He intended to give a gift to his brother, and at the same time, the cup of the king went missing, and so they started looking for it, and they discovered it in the bag of Binyamin, and now he was perceived as a thief, and whatever happened. And the second interpretation is that this was the same cup, and this was all planned by Yusuf alayhi salam. Anyway, the servants of Yusuf alayhi salam, they said, وَلِمَنْ جَاءَ بِهِ, and whoever brings it, whoever finds the cup and brings it, he will have حِمْلُ بَعِيرٍ, the load of a camel, meaning they gave a reward, right? That whoever brings it forward before the search, he will have a bonus load of food. وَأَنَا بِهِ زَعِيمٌ, and I am a guarantor for it. Meaning, I will make sure, the royal servant said, that I will make sure that the person who brings it, the person who finds it, gets this bonus food. Okay. So what happened? قالوا, the brothers of Yusuf عليه السلام said, تَاللَّهِ, by Allah, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ, all of you know, that مَا جِئْنَا, we did not come here, لِنُبْسِدَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, to cause corruption in the land. I mean, we did not come here to cause any problems. وَمَا كُنَّا سَارِقِينَ, and we have not been thieves, meaning we came here before also, and there is nothing like this in our record. This is not our reputation. Now, this was truly very awkward for the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, because if you think about it, their previous purchase was free, and now they're being accused of theft. Okay, and this ayah shows us that theft is a form of fasad. قالوا, now the servants of Yusuf alayhi salam, they said, فَمَا جَزَاؤُهُ, so what should be its recompense, meaning of the theft, or his recompense of the thief, إِن كُنْتُمْ كَاذِبِينَ, if you all are liars. Meaning if your lie is proven, and we discover the cup in your luggage, then what? What's going to happen? What do you say? قالوا, they said, جزاؤه, its recompense, meaning of the theft, or his recompense, meaning of the thief, is من وجد في رحله, is the very person in whose bag the cup is found. So basically, now they're saying, they're inviting them to search their bags, right? So they said that whoever's bag is such that the cup is found in it, that person, فَهُوَ جَزَاؤُهُ, he will be its recompense. Meaning, he will be the punishment, right, of the theft, right, or for the thief. How? فَهُوَ جَزَاؤُهُ, meaning he will be in the custody of the owner, okay? He will be in the custody of the owner. Why? Because كَذَلِكَ نَجِزِ الظَّالِمِينَ, that is how we recompense the wrongdoers, the criminals. Meaning in our law, this is what we do. Now remember that the law of Yaqub alayhis salam was different from the law that was practiced in Egypt. According to the law of Yaqub alayhis salam, if someone committed theft, then the thief would remain in the custody of the person whom he stole from. Meaning he would stay with him for an entire year as a slave or as a prisoner. Okay, and then after a year, he would be free. This was the punishment of theft in the law of Yaqub alayhis salam. And this is what the brothers of Yusuf alayhis salam said. This is how we punish the thieves. According to the law of Egypt, right, the punishment of theft was different. They say that it was exile or it was some other kind of penalty, but it was not this. Okay? So, كَذَلِكَ نَجِزِ الظَّالِمِينَ, this is how we punish the wrongdoers. So, it came out of their mouths. So now what happened? They invited the search and they also gave the ruling for the thief. فَبَدَأَ بِأَوْعِيَتِهِمْ, so he began with their bags. Who began? This could have been Yusuf alayhi salam, or this could be the Mu'adhin or the royal servant or whoever it was. He began by searching their bags first. Okay, أَوْعِيَة, plural of wi'a. Why their bags first? قَبْلَ وِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ, before the bag of his brother. So that, you know, it would be known that this was not deliberate. Okay. So what happened? ثُمَّ اسْتَخْرَجَهَا. So now imagine they checked one bag, nothing. Second bag, nothing. Third bag, nothing. Fourth bag, nothing. 10 bags, nothing came out. Now the brothers of Yusuf must have been very happy, right? And now what happens? The 11th bag. When they open it, استخرجها, he extracted the cup مِنْ وِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ, from the bag of his brother. So what happened? Yusuf alayhis salam, he put a drinking cup as a gift for his brother. At the same time, the measuring cup of the king got lost. They're looking for the measuring cup, but they discovered the drinking cup, right? So whether or not it was the same cup, why did he have this cup? Now, all of a sudden, he was seen as a thief. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفْ, thus did we plan for Yusuf. Meaning this was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan. Yusuf alayhi salam wanted his brother to stay with him for long, but what reason could he come up with, right? How could he? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this happen. Why? So that Binyamin could stay with Yusuf alayhi salam and the other brothers would return. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, kidna, we planned? Because if it was the plan of Yusuf alayhi salam, it only worked out by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's facilitation. Okay, and secondly, kidna can also mean that Yusuf alayhi salam did not plan this at all. He just had that wish for his brother to stay with him. And he gave him that, you know, gift, secretly, surprise gift. And what happened? The cup went missing and the search began and the brothers invited the search. And all of a sudden now, Yusuf alayhi salam Binyamin is to stay with Yusuf alayhi salam for an entire year. كَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitated this, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this happen without the intention of Yusuf alayhi salam. مَا كَانَ لِيَأْخُذَ أَخَاهُ, Yusuf could not have taken his brother فِي دِينِ الْمَلِكِ, in the law of the king. Meaning the law of the king of Egypt was different, right? First of all, why would a non-Egyptian stay in Egypt, right? And then secondly, as a thief, their punishment was different. But the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam said that You know, this is the punishment that we give. So this could not have happened إلا أن يشاء الله, except that Allah willed. نرفع درجات من نشاء. We raise in degrees whomever we want. وفوق كل ذي علم عليم. And above every possessor of knowledge is one who is more knowing. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yusuf alayhi salam, look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised his ranks over here. That he planned in the favor of Yusuf alayhi salam. Right? Up until now, up until he was in the prison, what was happening? It seemed as though everything was working against him. And now what happened? Everything was working in the favor of Yusuf alayhi salam. Right? So this was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's planning. And then we see that above every knower is one who is more knowing. Meaning, no matter how much people know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows more than them. And this is why one should never ever feel proud of what they know. قالوا, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam said, إن يسرق, if he has committed theft, meaning بنيامين, then you know what? فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخُلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Then a brother of his, or the brother of his, meaning Yusuf, also committed theft before. Why did they say this? They said this in order to distance themselves from Binyamin. Right? Up until this point, they were saying, we're not thieves, we're not thieves. And now all of a sudden, their brother is a thief. So they distanced themselves from him right away. And in order to yani, portray themselves as nice and good people, they said, you know what? He has committed theft. His brother had the same problem. فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِي. But Yusuf concealed it in himself. Meaning he did not reveal his identity. He did not reveal the reality of what they were referring to. And this again shows the inner strength of Yusuf alayhi salam. You know, imagine a person accuses you of something you have not done. Would you stay quiet? You wouldn't. But Yusuf alayhi salam kept quiet. He had so much control over himself. The question is, did Yusuf alayhi salam really steal once upon a time? We say no, he did not. Because the prophets of Allah are ma'asum, they're innocent. And these brothers are not reliable in what they say at all. They may have just lied over here to dissociate themselves from Binyamin. Right? They wanted to cover their embarrassment and wanted to show that they were different. So, and it's always easy to blame someone who is not there. And this is something so scary. A person lies and lies and lies until he's written as a liar. So we see that they lied again. He said, so Yusuf alayhi salam concealed it. وَلَمْ يُبْدِيهَا لَهُمْ. He did not reveal his identity to them. يُبْدِي is from بَعْدَ الْوَاوْ. قَالَ أَنْتُمْ شَرُّ مَكَانًا. He said, you are worse in position. And he said this in his heart. Right? That you say that I'm a thief. Well, in fact, you are thieves because you stole a son away from his father. You are worse in position. Wallahu a'lamu bima tasifun. And Allah is most knowing of what you describe. Allah knows the reality. Allah knows the truth. Who is really a thief and who is not. Now what happened? They finally thought about their father. Qalu, they said, ya ayyuhal aziz, O Aziz. Now they're requesting Yusuf alayhi salam. And look at how they address him. They say, O Aziz. Aziz is someone honorable, right? A person in the position of power. So they said, O Aziz, inna lahu aban. Our brother, he has a father who is Shaykhan Kabira. Shaykhan, he is an old man. Kabira, very great. Meaning very great in old age, right? So first of all, this means that he is a very, very old man. He's aged in years. And secondly, his father is Shaykhan, an old man who is Kabiran. Meaning who is very great in terms of importance. So he's a very important, venerable person, respectable person. And if his son is, you know, kept here as a thief, this would be very upsetting for him, for his reputation, for his good name. And it would hurt him, given how old he is. So, فَخُذْ أَحَدَنَا مَكَانَا. So please take one of us in his place, right? We will stay, one of us can take the punishment for him. Let him go back to his father. إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Indeed, we see you as a doer of good. Subhanallah. The Yusuf of Canaan, right, of the Yusuf that they know, is a thief. And the Yusuf of Egypt is a Muhsin. You see, they didn't know that the Aziz that they were talking to was indeed Yusuf alayhi salam. Just a few moments ago, they accused him of being a thief. And now, when they don't know who he is, they say that you are a Muhsin. And this is so true. You know, we develop these biases against people and we fail to see the good in them. And if we were to put aside our biases, then we would really see good in the people we hate. And I challenge you, any person that you dislike, for whatever that they have done, right? Whether it's real or imaginary, any person that you dislike, that you have a problem with, could be your mother-in-law, it could be your, your certain relative, or whoever it is that you dislike, okay? Look for a good quality in them, and you will find it. But you have to allow yourself to see the good in them. If you are blinded by your biases, by your dislike, you will fail to see good in people, just as the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam failed to see good in him. But they said, "Inna nalaka min al-muhsinin," we see you as a muhsin. So please be good to us. Yusuf alayhi salam was a very just man. Qala, he said, "Ma'ad Allah, I seek the refuge of Allah." A muhsin is firm in his principles. He said, "I seek Allah's refuge, and na'khudha, that we take, illa, except man wajadna mata'ana inda, except the person with whom we found our belonging." Notice he does not say, except the person who committed theft, because Binyamin didn't actually commit theft, right? He said, "We found our belonging with him, so that is a person that we keep. Inna idha lazalimun," and if we take someone else, then indeed we would be unjust. We would be committing zulm. And zulm is to put something where it does not belong. So if an innocent person is taken in his place, then that would be unjust and unfair, and we are not going to commit zulm. So Yusuf alayhi salam refused to send Binyamin. Binyamin now had to stay with him because the theft was public. And Yusuf alayhi salam has his brother now all to himself, and the rest of the brothers have to return home. So what happens? Inshallah, we will find that in our next class, which will be on Saturday, next Saturday, inshallah, same time. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.